This is WKAR. I'm Abigail Sensky. Tuesday is the primary election for the Lansing City Council. Eight challengers will face four incumbents for four seats on the City Council. Lansing State Journal reporter Sarah Lear covers City Council, and she joins me now in the studio to preview Tuesday's election. Thanks so much for being here, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Abby.
So, in the 2017 election cycle, Lansing saw a record number of folks who filed to run for City Council, but this year there's not as many candidates. Take us through who's running this year.
Well, City Council races are nonpartisan, but Lansing is very democratic, so most of the candidates are branding themselves as progressives. At-large incumbents Carol Wood and Patricia Spitzley are trying to hang on to their seats against challengers Yanis Jackson-Long, Julie Rodocker, Terry Eagle, and write-in Dan Ross. In Northeast Lansing, four people, Brandon Betts, James Pyle, Scott Hughes, and Farhan Sheikh Omar, are challenging incumbent Jody Washington for a first ward seat.
That is a lot of people to keep track of for voters who might not have been paying attention to this. Are there any eye-popping platforms, or are they all running on kind of the same standard City Council issues?
Marijuana is an issue that's dividing more progressive candidates against those who are perhaps more conservative in their approach. Soon, recreational pot shops will be popping up in Michigan, so City Council will have to take a stand on whether to ban or to limit recreational marijuana businesses. Also, ballooning pension and healthcare costs will be impossible to ignore. How will Lansing pay $700 million in legacy costs over the next few decades? Will candidates be willing to cut services? And will they risk tangling with police and fire unions?
So, for particularly the first ward and the at-large seats, why are there so many challengers?
Well, that's hard to say. Historically, there seems to be a lot of interest in the first ward politically. There is one incumbent, Adam Hussein, who represents Southwest Lansing. That's the third ward, and he is unopposed.
Okay, so not necessarily anything murky there under their subtext. It's just there's lots of political interest in those places.
It seems to be that way.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with Lansing State Journal reporter Sarah Lear about Tuesday's primary election for City Council. Sarah, after Tuesday's primary, how many of these candidates will advance to the general election in November?
Four of six at-large candidates will get to move on, and in the first ward, which is Northeast Lansing, two of five candidates will move on to the general.
So can we expect to see these races pick up steam, or is this kind of the usual pacing for a City Council election?
Oh, I think the races will definitely pick up steam. Candidates have already reported raising more than $50,000 total. Campaigning will only intensify as we get closer to the general election, November 5th.
And the election is obviously tomorrow. Can people still vote even if they don't know if they're registered?
Yes, they can. Michigan now has same-day voter registration. So if you want to register on election day, you just need to visit your local clerk's office before polls close at 8 p.m.
We've been talking with LSJ reporter Sarah Lear about tomorrow's primary election for the Lansing City Council. Sarah, thank you so much for coming by.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.